You're listening to Podcast 25 of the Blind World Podcast for May 10th, 2006. Your host is Shane Jackson, located in Hoover, Alabama, and music is provided by Andre Louis at AndreLouis.com. That's AndreLouis.com. Now, here's your host, Shane Jackson.
I don't know why I bother doing that. That's the same guy doing the introduction, but it just sounds cool. I can't resist it. Hey, y'all. How you doing? I'm Barry Squirtgun. No. Good morning, everybody. Today's date's May 10th, as I alluded to. Oh, here we go, woofing in the microphone. Oh, I'm going to try to avoid that. It's 11:11, actually, in the morning here in the Birmingham metro area of Alabama, better known as Hoover. Hoover, as we say down here, Hoover. In Jonathan Mosen's classic attempt to imitate a Southerner, which is the most ridiculous but hilarious thing I've ever heard in my life, and I'm glad he does that because I love people that that imitate different accents. I think it's totally awesome. I don't like this woofing into the microphone, so forgive me. I'm using my tried and true ATR-35 miniature microphone from Audio Technica, which is a really, really cool microphone. If you've ever seen the little mics from Radio Shack, I would assume they're using Audio Technica capsules, just like my microphones that I use with the iRiver and my new, hopefully new, Zen Nano, Creative Zen Nano. I don't know if I'm going to get it or not, but I'm looking at it, so we'll see. We're going to Arkansas this weekend, so what fun would it be to podcast from Arkansas? Abby's brother is graduating from high school, and we're going to show our faces up there, like good family. But today, on the Blind World Podcast, episode 25, I have decided to do a podcast on the Talks software for cell phones. Now, I'm using the, and you probably heard it in the background as I turned it off, I'm using the Nokia 6682, which I demonstrated earlier. And I demonstrated how to install Talks on that one. So I'm not going to go into too much detail about the installation of Talks. All I'll tell you is it is possible. You have to memorize a couple of steps in installing Talks. On the older phones, it was easier. But on the new ones, what you do is you hook up your USB port if you're smart, unless you want to fool with Bluetooth without sighted help, which I don't advise. Install the Nokia PC suite. Get your phone connected, which there's a Get Connected dialog that comes up after you install Nokia PC suite. Excuse me. Do that and get your phone connected, and then navigate to the Talks file that you downloaded, which should be from nuance.com/talks, T-A-L-K-S, I do believe. And you go get that, and there is a 30-day demo, which you can go to help. And there'll be a, I think it's help or license. I think it's license. We'll go through that before I close the podcast here. Anyway, you can register for the 30-day demo, which is really awesome. I like that, and I appreciate it. Let me say a bit about the competition. I used MobileSpeak for 30 days, and it was not the program for me. And the reason it wasn't the program for me is because I was already used to the Talks layout. So that's the only reason. It's a good little program. Does about the same thing. But we will not be mentioning MobileSpeak on this podcast anymore because this is a Talks podcast. And we're going to focus on Talks. So, if you have MobileSpeak, great. Send us a podcast on it. That'd be awesome. Larry Lewis did a good job on on a show here a while back about that. Marlena interviewed him, and he did your mobile speak. Now, who was it? Mike Calvo? I think Mike Calvo. Somebody did a version of Talks way back on the old 9290 communicator, or 9300, whatever it was. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. The point is, I've been asked repeatedly to do, repetitive or not repetitive, a podcast on Talks. So that's what we're here for. We're going to Talks about Talks. And I'm going to try to upload this to Blind Cool Tech. There's been so much chaos on the Blind Cool Tech lists and FTP and all that good jazz. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm going to try to get this uploaded to Blind Cool Tech. If not, you'll just have to subscribe to the Blind World Podcast, which you should do anyway, at feeds.feedburner.com/Shane's Live Journal. So, check it out. And oh yeah, did you notice the new songs that Andre Louis got up at his website? I guess they're not new, I just got them. But you'll be hearing a lot more of his music on this podcast because he's just absolutely awesome. And that guy's got some musical talent now, and I love to use his music. I would have used it today, but alas, sampling rates did not cooperate. I'm using 96 kilohertz sampling, 24-bit, to do this. So, and I will narrow it down once I get, you know, once I get it the way I want it. I will save it as an MP3. Not till then. Don't want to get any artifacts or anything that aren't in here. I don't want them in here, I should say. Enough of that nonsense. Talks, get the file downloaded. Hit enter on it on your desktop. It'll come up in PC Suite. It'll tell you to click OK. You do that, and it'll come up and say, please finish the installation on your phone. And then click OK. Well, this is when it gets tricky, because you just got a little thing on your phone that said, hey, what's this? Just hit soft key 1 on that. Then you'll get another thing that says, man, I don't know about the certificate of this. Are you sure you want to do this? Hit enter on that. Key 1. If I'm not mistaken, and I haven't done this for a while, there'll be a thing that says install Talks. Hit key 1 on that. Now here's where it's going to get tricky, because you got to install the speech first, and that's what we're installing. Eloquence. Or you can use RealSpeak, but I'm not going to talk about that on this podcast because I don't own it. So I would be giving you misinformation. This is for the Eloquence speech engine. You'll get a thing after that that says, where do you want to store it, phone memory or your card? You want to store it on your card. You don't want to store it on your phone. That's asking for trouble. So down arrow once on your little joystick or your nav key, whichever you have, and punch soft key 1. Then wait a minute, and it'll come up and beep at you. And your speech should be installed. You do the same thing exactly for Talks. And after that's done, it should come up and talk. If it doesn't, reboot your phone. Turn it off. Wait about 10 seconds. Turn it back on. That's all there is to it. That's how you install Talks. And if I missed a step in that process, I apologize. Or if I added a step too many, I apologize. I haven't done it in so long, but it doesn't matter. You can always do it again. You're not going to mess anything up. Just do it till you get it right. It's really, really cumbersome. Anyway, we have Talks installed. Yeah. Now we're going to hit turn the phone on. I'm going to turn it on so you can hear what it sounds like when it comes up. Now, I probably won't have any network signal because I'm in a bad location in this house. My office back here, the Shaney Shack, is not a cell phone's best friend. And we should get a little sound here in just a second. I got it up next to the microphone. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to turn the speech down. Let's get this speech down to a... No.
Talks. Speed is 1.
Alright, it's trying to connect.
Tops. Speed is zero.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm gonna have this slow so you can understand it, because we are not in a very good place. There's really no way to get a phone properly aligned with your screen reader.
Tops. Battery 2 bars.
Yeah, there's no network signal.
Tops. Battery 2 bars.
Okay, good. It's the best I can do, folks. I got the speech down low. It's probably too slow for most of us. But for those who need it slow, it is slow. Now, where do you start? Where do we start? Well, the easiest place to start, and I'm going to move that away because it's trying to connect to the network, and it doesn't see one. I'm on the border of Singular and T-Mobile here is what it is, and it is trying to connect to Singular and T-Mobile at the same time. Got to remember to keep my head up or I'll woof in the microphone. I'm sorry about that, folks. That's inexcusable podcaster error. I'm just not used to talking across the room to a microphone that's hanging on my collar. Actually, it's hanging below. See, I don't have a shirt with a collar. I have it hooked to the headphones. Yep, I have it hooked to the headphones. Okay, anyway, let's move on here and discuss TARS. Where to begin? Okay, I gave a layout of the Nokia phone earlier on the podcast, the other podcast concerning the Nokia 6682. So I'm not going to go into big detail about it. I'm just going to tell you that we've got send in, soft key 1, soft key 2, menu, clear, talks, edit, and the number pad, and the nav key, and that's it. Nav keys 5-way, up, down, left, right, in. That's a quick description. And I have mine set certain ways, and you can do that. So have at it. Wow. Did you guys hear that? I don't know what that was. Something outside. That was loud. Gee, thanks. They need a silent rule in this complex, but we don't have one. College kids with their radios turned up. College kids with their radios turned up. That's what it is. Okay, and I'm going to move this mic down just a hair because I don't like woofing. That's driving me nuts. Okay, heck with that. Anyway, wasting time. All right, talks. Let's see. Let's go over some keystrokes and talks. And there's a cool way to do that, actually. The best way to find the keys you want in talks is to do a talks with zero and listen to what it says.
Talks.
Talks.
Speed is one.
Well, if I would hit the right key, that would help
talks.
Everything.
Speed punctuation is most.
Oh, okay. Well.
Talks. Speed is zero.
I'm demonstrating.
Talks. Key echo is words. Talks. Key echo is letters and. Tops. P echo is none. Tops. P echo is letter.
Trying to get it
Tops.
Back where I had it.
P echo is words.
Oh, for crying
Tops.
Out loud.
P echo is letters. P echo is letters. Speak punctuation is none. Speak punctuation is some.
Okay. Now then, what I meant to do and didn't, because I'm holding the phone backwards so I can describe it to you. We're gonna hit talks with zero, and I want you to hear what it says.
Talks. Training mode is yes.
Training mode is yes. Now, in training mode, we can do any keystroke, and it'll tell us what it does.
Bluetooth.
That's soft key 2 I've got set for Bluetooth.
Audible.
Soft key 1 is set for audible.
Call.
Call. What?
Exit.
Exit. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Menu. Clear. Talks. Edit.
If you hit talks twice, it says edit. And then if you hit the numbers, I'm not doing that. Let's see what I have my nav key set for.
Down.
It doesn't say.
Up. Right. Left. Select.
Yeah. In is select. So that's your key layout. Now it gets fun, because we're going to do the talks key and then hit a key. So let's do talks and send, or talks and call.
Talks. Switch magnification.
Switch magnification. We'll not be discussing that in this podcast. That's the Zoom's feature, and I don't even know how to use it. So I have acrylic eyes, so I have no need for it. Talks and soft key 1.
Talks. Read function keys.
Read function keys. Yay, and that does work. Okay, now let's do talks left.
Talks. Read character.
Just going in order here. How about talks long left?
Talks. This key is not used.
Not used. Okay, whatever. Talks up.
Talks. Read line.
Read line.
Talks. Spell line.
That's read talks with long up. Talks right, short right.
Talk. Read word.
Read word.
Talks. Spell word.
And short, long right spells word. Now what I mean by long right is you hold it in for about a second and let go. I'm pressing the talks key and letting go of it and then pressing the key that I'm telling you. So talks.
Talks.
Then long right.
Spell word.
And spell word. Okay. Talks. Soft key 2.
Talks. Read status indicator.
Okay. That's your battery, your network, and all that. I don't think there's a long soft key 2, is there?
Read input status.
Yeah, there is. Is there a long key 1?
Talks. This key is not used.
No, but talks key... Hey.
Talks. Read input status.
What does that do? I don't get it. Okay, well... Whatever. Okay, now here's talks end.
Talks. Change Braille.
Change Braille. That's if you got a Braillino. Let's see if there's
talks.
A long one.
This key is not used.
No. Okay. How about talks 1? Oh, well, let's do talks down.
Talks. Read text from cursor.
Read text from cursor. Long
talks.
Down.
Read selection.
Read selection. How about talks select?
Talks. Read window.
Read window. Short.
Talks.
How about long?
This key is not used.
Okay, that's easy enough. Talks and then key 1. There goes woof again. Oh.
Talks. Change key echo.
Change key echo, as you heard me do earlier.
Talks.
Long one.
Help.
Help. Okay. Talks key 2. Change speaking of uppercase. If you got this enabled, it'll say caps.
Talks. Change cursor mode.
That's a long 2. Change cursor mode. I really don't know what that does. I'm assuming that's when you're editing a text message, you can enable the cursor to move right and left.
Talks. This key is not used.
Okay, that's a long 3. How about a short 3?
Talks.
Short 3.
Change spelling alphabet.
Yeah, that's if you want to turn on your spelling alphabet. For your phone, like your predictor text, you know, I don't use that feature.
Talks. Change speaking of punctuation.
Okay, we did that earlier. Talks. How about a long 4?
Change reading of graphics.
Change reading of graphics. I've never utilized that. See, I didn't know some of these long keys existed. And once again, short means you tap it. You know.
4.
I just tapped it 4.
4. 4.
4. Just tapping it. If you hold it down for a second, that's when I'm referring to long 4, okay? So here's short 5. Talks first.
Talks.
Short 5.
Volume down.
That's self-explanatory. How about
talks.
Talks, long 5.
This key is not used.
Okay. Talks.
Talks,
6, short 6.
Volume up.
Volume up. How convenient. How about long 6?
Talks. This key is not used.
Okay. Talks 7.
Talks, speak slower.
Yeah. I like the next one, but let's do long 7.
Talks. Change speaking of passwords.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, this is my favorite key. Talks.
Talks. Speak faster.
Speak faster. Oh, yeah. How about a long 8?
Talks. This key is not used.
Okay. Talks 9.
Talks. Read time and date.
Short 9. That's good. Read time and date. How about a long...
Talks. This key is not used.
Okay. Talks with star. Dig this. Okay, we'll do that in a minute. How about long star?
Talks. Switch
Yep, Long Star. Okay. How about I'm not going to do Talks Zero because we're sitting on it.
Talks. Repeat last phrase.
Repeat last phrase is Talks Pound. How about Long Pound?
Talks. Repeat phrase before last.
Repeat phrase before last is Long Pound or Long Hash. Hash, as they say in international English, which I don't use. How about Talks with Clear?
Talks. Change mute.
Change mute. It means you can turn speech on and off. How about Talks Long Clear?
Talks. Change output.
Change output. Did I do that right?
Talks.
Let's see.
Change output.
Yeah, I did. Yep. I'm sorry. I don't know what that means. Change output. We'll find out in a second. How about Talks and Menu?
Talks. Open settings window.
Same thing as Talk Star. How about Long Menu?
Talks. This key is not used.
And that's it. We've gone on a whole tour of the keypad of Talks. And you just experiment all you want to. I'm going to turn training mode off with Talks Zero. I wonder if there's a Talks Long Zero.
Talks.
No.
Edit. Talks. Training mode is no.
Okay. Training mode is no. Now, this is for real. We're back in the settings, I mean the main screen here. And any key we hit now will function. So let's see what happens when we do a Talks and Call like we did before.
Talks.
Okay. Nothing.
Talks.
All right. How about
Talks
key one?
One. Audible. Two. Bluetooth.
And it does what it's supposed to do. It reads the function keys that are available now. Key one and key two.
Talks.
Okay, I don't think the nav key is going to work right now because we're in the main screen. So let's just go to key two.
Talks.
Talks. Key two.
Network 6 bars. Singular. Battery 2 bars.
There you go. How about long key two?
Talks.
Okay, that.
Edit. Talks.
Apparently that ain't going to do
Edit.
Anything. How about talks with.
Talks.
End.
Output is Braille.
Oh, output is Braille. No, it didn't. How about talks with end again?
Talks. Output is none.
Yeah, you go. How about long end?
Talks.
Long end. No.
Talks. Output is Braille. Output is none.
I want output none. Okay. Let's go to talks one.
Talks. Key echo is words.
Key echo is words. That's if you're typing a message. Every time you hit the space bar, which is zero in text messages, which is the language we write in, when you hit zero, once you get a space. At least that's the way it is on the Nokia phones. So every time you hit a space, it'll repeat the word. This is a text message, something like that. Let's hit the next one. Okay, that's Talks 1 again. We're on Talks 1. That's letters and words. Now it'll say T-H-I-S, this. I-S, is. A-A. M-E-S-S-A-G-E, message. A lot of people like that because it's good for proofreading. And here's my favorite.
Talks. Key echo is none.
Key echo is none. It won't say anything. Thank goodness. I can't stand it. And we'll go back to the one I leave it on for demo purposes.
Talks. Key echo is letters.
Key echo is letters. It'll say the letters and numbers as you move through them. Here is talks with two.
Talks. Speak uppercase is no.
Speak uppercase is no. It's a toggle. If you do talk with two again.
Talks. Speak uppercase is yes.
Well, I want that, so let's leave that. I don't like these long keys, but I'm going to try it. How about
talks
long one?
Help. No help topics available.
Okay, I guess
help.
That.
That
took me to the help menu in this phone, which is excellent.
Exit. Singular.
Unfortunately, I want out of that. So let's go to long 2.
Cursor mode is letters.
Cursor mode is letters.
Talks.
Let's do it again. Long 2.
Cursor mode is words.
Oh, I see.
Cursor mode is original.
Original.
Talks. Cursor mode is letters.
I don't know what that does. I'm not going to find out. That's visual, I guess.
Talks.
Okay, long three Tops. Does nothing. How about short three?
New spelling alphabet is yes.
Yeah, there you go. And I don't use that. That says words. Like if you're typing, it'll say words, I guess. I'm not really knowledgeable about what that does. So I'm going to go past that. I'm going to set it.
Spelling alphabet is
no. I'm set it to no. How about number four? Talks with four. I got to be careful here because this actually changes everything.
Talks. Speed punctuation is most.
It's most. Let's do it again. It's a toggle.
Speed punctuation is all.
All.
Talks. Speed punctuation is none.
Yeah.
Talks. Speed punctuation is some.
That's what I like right there. Some. How about long four? Talks four.
Singular. 05/10/2006.
Let me go into training mode right quick.
Training mode is yes.
Let's see what that's supposed to do.
Talk. Change reading of graphics.
Oh, I see.
Training mode is no.
I don't know if it changed anything.
Talks. Singular. V05/10/2006.
Okay, well, I'm not going to worry about it. Okay, here is talks with 5, and remember, long 5 didn't do anything.
Talks. Volume is 6.
Volume is 6. Ooh, you hear that?
Talks.
Volume is 6.
Talks.
How about talks with 6?
Volume is 7.
Yeah, talks with 6.
Talks. Volume is 8. Volume is 9. Volume is 10.
Talks with 10, or talks with 6, rather, toggles your volume. So I'm going to go back down to 7. Okay, now let's do talks with 7.
Talks.
7, as they say in New Zealand.
Speed is minus 1.
Speed is minus 1. You mean you can go down lower? How about long 7?
Talks. Echo passwords is yes.
Echo passwords is yes. Okay, whatever. I'm going to set that to no.
Talks. Echo passwords is no.
Because I don't want that. Echo password is set to no. Key saw, Ooh, Keysoft. I got New Zealand on my mind. I want to poke fun of him like he pokes fun at me. Talks, key,
talks.
And then the number 8.
Speed is 0.
Yes, we'll leave it there. How about long 8? Is that in
talks.
Use?
APP0X1000583.
Talks.
APP0X1000583.
Okay, I don't know what that does. Let's see.
Training. Talks. This key is not used.
Bull.
Training mode is no.
Oh, well. Who cares? Speed up and down. 7 is down. 8 is up. And 9.
Talk. It is 11:37 a.m. on May 10th, 2006.
That's very helpful. How about long talks. 9? No. Okay, how about talks with hash? Hash.
Talks. It is 11:37 a.m. on May 10th, 2006.
I did that for a reason. How about talks with long hash?
Talks. Training mode is no.
Yeah. See, the last phrase that was spoken was the time, and then before that was training mode. Talks with 0, we already know, and talks with star is...
Talks. Nuance Talks Premium. Speech tab sheet 1 of 3.
The settings menu.
Exit.
How about long star?
Talks.
No.
Talks. Nuance Talks Premium. Speech tab sheet 1 of 3. Speech Eloquence U.S. English 1
okay.
of 10.
Let me say something about this menu. You use your up and down arrow keys. We're in the Talk Settings menu here. You use your up and down arrows to go between the settings, and you use your left and right arrows to go between the tabs. So we have the Speech tab.
Advanced tab sheet 2 of 3.
Advanced.
Braille tab sheet 3 of 3.
Braille tab.
Braille 1 of 4.
And then to go back, you hit left.
Speech tab, sheet 1 of 3.
Now, the reason we don't have the magnification tab is because I have it disabled. We'll see how that works. We'll see how that works. I don't even think I paid for the magnification, so I don't think that's going to be part of it. First option is English eloquence. We can go through this. It's self-explanatory. Down.
Volume.
Down.
Speed. 3 of 10.
And what you do on one of these, and they all work the same, you hit select. And then you use your cursor keys, up and down or left and right, to select. Let's see which
select.
Works.
Select. Speed is 0. Speed is 1.
Yeah, you got to use left and right to do that. Soft key 2 cancels, and soft key 1 accepts your selection. as does select.
Select. Speech tab, sheet 1 of 3. Speed, 3 of 10.
Well, let's see.
Select. Speed is 0. Okay.
Yeah.
Speech tab, sheet 1 of 3.
So you can either hit
speed,
select or key 1, and it'll say okay or select, either one. Now, all of them work the same. So 2.
Volume, 2 of 10.
Let's see.
Speech Eloquence U.S. English, 1 of 10.
I don't have anything else installed. If you had other things installed, which I don't even know if you can do that. Well, yeah, I think you might could. I don't know. I have Eloquence installed, and then I'm going to leave it. So 2 is volume. Speech.
Speed, 3 of 10.
3 is speed.
Spelling speed, 4 of 10.
That's how fast it spells a word, which I'll show you that in a second.
Pitch, 5 of 10.
Pitch.
Key echo letters, 6 of 10.
You saw that earlier. I'm just...
Speed uppercase, yes, 7 of 10.
I'm just hitting the down arrow key on the nav. Golly, I hate that whiffing noise.
New spelling alphabet, O, 8 of 10.
Okay, thank you.
Speak punctuation sum, 9 of 10. Read numbers as digits, 10 of 10.
Oh, that's neat. You can have it read digits or whole numbers, like 35,244 from a zip code or 35244. Now let's go.
Speech Eloquence U.S. English, 1 of 10.
I hit the down arrow and it wrapped back around. So let's go to the right for the next tab here.
Advanced tab, sheet 2 of 3. Read function keys by request, 1 of 9.
Okay, read function keys by request. You can either have it read them all the time, have it off, or read it by request.
Select. Read function keys always, 1 of 9.
Okay.
Read list index always, 2 of 9.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Read function keys always, 1 of 9.
Now, you got to be careful, just like I did, because here, when you hit the select key, it changes the option. You don't have a thing you go into. In this particular one, you have to hit select again.
Select. Read function keys by request. 1 of 9.
Yeah, those are the only two options. There's not a no option. Dang it. Okay, well, it's either always or by request. That's what I want, by request. Let's go down.
Read list index always. 2 of 9.
Read list index always. I'm going to hit select.
Select. Read list indexes checked item always. 1 of 3.
Now that has a radio button that you can select. You either have always and it says checked.
Read list indexes once, 2 of 3.
Once.
Read list indexes never, 3 of 3.
And never. I have it selected on...
Read list indexes checked item always, 1
always.
Of 3.
Checked item.
Cancel.
I canceled it.
Advanced tab, see 2 of 3. Read list index always, 2 of 9.
Here we go.
Verbose descriptions no, 3 of 9.
Verbose descriptions no, definitely not. It reads everything. Like it says singular window. It tells you that you're in a window and all this. You might want that if you're a beginner user. You might want to change that to yes. I have it set to no.
Mute on key lock, no. 4 of 9.
Mute on key lock. Now what this does is if you put this on lock, which you do by hitting soft key 1 and then star from the main screen, it'll say keys locked. If you have this set to no, your buttons still work. Like your talks functions and all that still work. You just can't use your phone. You can't dial it or anything. You can answer a call and end a call, but you can't dial the phone. You can't accidentally hit a button. If you have it set to yes, your talks functions and all that won't work. That's the way I understand that. And we'll try that. Let's try that right quick.
Select. Mute on key lock, yes. 4 of 9.
Okay, let's hit...
Exit.
Cancel.
Singular. We zero five.
Now we're going to lock it.
Audible.
Yeah, see, it's locked. So if I do network status.
Keycard. Network 3 bars. Singular. Battery 2 bars.
It'll still read it, the network status, but it won't say talks, you know, first. Like when I hit talks, you won't hear talks. It didn't say talks, but if I hit 9.
It is 11:44 a.m. on May 10th.
So see, the keys, when you punch them, are muted. None of the keys work. So let's get out of here.
Singular.
By hitting
05/10
key 1 and star. Let's go back in this menu here where we were.
Speed is minus 1.
Oh, dear.
Speed is
these are tiny buttons.
Nuance talks premium.
Yeah.
Advanced tab sheet.
Yeah, yeah.
Mute on key lock, yes.
I want it set to no. I like my buttons to work.
Select. Mute on key lock, no. 4 of 9.
Let's go to 5.
Cursor mode letters, 5 of 9.
cursor mode letters. This is where you change between letters, words, original, and all that. That's for editing, and I've never figured that out. I don't even worry about it, usually. I probably should.
Key 9, key echo, no. 6 of 9.
Key 9, key echo, no. That's if you've got your predictor text on, it'll read it. And once again, that's a setting that I do not use. So some of you that use that might want to talk about it. I don't use that predictor text nonsense. I figure I can spell on my own, and I don't need it trying to figure out the words for me. Just my opinion.
Echo passwords, no. 7 of 9.
We've already done that.
Talks key timeout forever, 8 of 9.
Oh, wow, forever. Okay, that's if you hit talks and you don't press a key for a certain amount of time, it will... It's got several options.
Select. Talks key timeout is checked item forever, 1 of 6.
And if you down arrow... I hit select, by the way, to get into that little radio button. If you down arrow...
Talks key timeout is 1s, 2 of 6.
1 second.
Talks key timeout is 1. Dot, 5s, 3 of 6.
1.5 seconds.
Talks key timeout is 2s, 4 of 6.
2 seconds.
Talks key timeout is 5s, 5 of 6.
And we want to bet
talks
10 seconds.
Talks key timeout is 10s, yeah. 6 of 6. Talks key timeout is...
I'm going to cancel that with key 2.
Advanced tab, key 2 of 3. Talks key timeout forever, 8 of 9.
I don't want it to timeout at all. Now, 9 of 9.
Talks mode timeout single commands, 9 of 9.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. Talks mode timeout single command.
Select. Talks mode timeout is checked item single commands, 1 of 7. Talks mode timeout is 0. Dot. Talks mode timeout is 1s, 3 of 7.
It's just a list of seconds again.
Talks mode timeout is checked item single commands.
I don't know what that means.
Cancel.
I'm getting out of here.
Advanced tab, key 2 of 3.
I'm going down
talks
arrow.
Read function keys by request.
And I'm back at the top. Let's go to the Braille menu, although I have no idea.
Braille tab, sheet 3 of 3. Braille none, 1 of 4.
Braille none, of course, I don't have a Braille display.
Braille table none, 2 of 4.
I don't have a Braille display.
Use 6 dot table no, 3 of 4.
Okay.
Keep Braille on no, 4 of 4.
Okay, I don't know what any of that does. So now, we've gone through the options in the settings menu. I'm going back to the speech tab.
Speech tab, sheet 1 of 3. Speech eloquence, U.S. English, 1 of 10.
Now, let's hit key 1.
Options, about 1 of 5.
Now, this is where I was telling you can go to register talk. So let's look at this. About, let's go down.
License, 2 of 5.
License, that's where you hit select and find 30-day demo, I think.
Register, submenu 3 of 5.
That's where you register.
30-day demo.
No, there it is. Here it is.
Register.
Let's see what this license does.
2 of 5.
License. Select.
End user license agreement or use of the software products double quote Nuance Talks double quote and double quote Nuance Zooms double quote for Series 60 and its accompanying documentation.
I'm going to hit
together,
key 1.
Okay.
I don't want to hear that.
Nuance Talks premium.
That makes that clear.
About.
About. What about about? Let's hit select on about. You could also hit key 1 on these and they'll open. So I'm just going to hit key 1.
Select. Talks 2. Dot. 50. Dot. 4 left parent 12/04/2005 right parent.
Okay. Down arrow. Down arrow. Up arrow. Nothing.
Okay.
I hit key 1. Okay, so about.
About 1 of 5.
All right, we visited that one. How about license?
License, 2 of 5.
We visited that one, and here's register.
Register, submenu 3 of 5.
Now you heard it say submenu. Well, let's hit the right arrow or select or key 1. You can do any of that. Select, right arrow, or key 1.
Select. 30-day demo, 1 of 4.
I did key 1, just for the fun of it. And it says 30-day demo. If I tried this, it would tell me that I already had, you know, mine had already expired. But this is what you do when you first get it, and you're in 10-minute mode, and you want to use a 30-day demo. What it does is sends an SMS text message to the server, and you get it back instantly with your 30-day demo. It automatically registers itself, so that's awesome. Didn't see that in mobile speak, but it is here. Down.
SMS registration, 2 of 4.
SMS registration, that's if you have your license and everything, you can type it in and send it. I'm assuming. I've never used it, so don't know. I think it's you type in your information, and you send it, and it does it. It's the same thing as number 1, except you have to input it. This would be if you're going to input your own license information via SMS.
Restore registration, 304.
This, if you put Talks back on here and you want to restore your registration, it does so somehow. I've never used it, so I'm assuming that it would automatically look for your license and restore it. And here's bottom.
Manual registration.
Manual registration. That's when you actually enter your phone serial number and the license code, or you actually enter the license code, I should say. So I don't really understand a couple of those. I've never used them. So if I'm wrong on those, you know, I apologize to you. But once again, I've no need of them. So I'm going to hit cancel to get out of here.
Cancel. Nuance Talks Premium.
I'm going to go back to options.
About. License.
Down arrow to license. Registration.
Disable Talks. 405.
Disable Talks.
Exit. 505.
And exit. Now we're going to disable Talks because I want to show you something. Let me exit out of here just a second.
Cancel. Singular. We zero.
I'm going out on menu. A limb here for you all.
Menu. Audible. Nuance Talks ampersand zooms. 14 of 14.
Okay, good.
Exit.
What singular. I'm going to do is disable Talks.
Talks. Nuance Talks.
I want to show you.
Exit. Dip. Select. Are you sure you want to unload Talks?
And I'm going to hit Y or key 1.
Yes.
And it's going to go bye-bye. There it goes. Now we have no speech. So what I'm going to do, you hear it beeping? I have no speech. But watch this. If I hit menu, wait a second to be sure the menu low. I know that Nuance Talks and Zooms is one arrow up. So I'm going to go up and I'm going to hit select.
Nuance Talks Premium. Tab,
so you see, it talks, even though Talks is disabled. If I exit from this menu, no speech. You see, it's smart enough to know when to run Talks and when not to. So even if you are in a situation where Talks is disabled, like if your license has expired and you need to enter your information, you can do menu. And in my case, up arrow 1, and select, and there it is. Be sure you know where that's located in your menus. I'm going to go ahead and go to the options menu and up arrow twice, enable Talks, and I'm going to hit yes.
Select, enabling Talks, Nuance Talks.
There we go, and the last option in the options menu is exit. And you better know what that does. Surely you know what that does. So that's the Talk settings menu, and we've demonstrated all the Talk's features. All I can do now is demonstrate some features of the phone using Talks, which in my opinion would be sort of redundant. So we're going to just do it very quickly. I'm going to hit the menu button. I'm not going to focus on the phone, guys. You need to do some of this yourself, and that's the whole point of this tutorial, is to get you going. And once you're going, you can figure this stuff out. I'm not good at some of these applications. I don't use the calendar. I don't use the recorder. I don't use any of that. So I don't have any knowledge of them, and anything that I told you would be incorrect. But let's go find out.
Menu. Audible player. 1 to 14.
Audible. I use that. That's also key 1 in my standby screen, Audible. Now, that doesn't come with your phone. You have to download that.
Log, 2 of 14.
Log.
Messaging, 3 of 14. Folder imaging, 4 of 14.
Now, you notice it said folder imaging. All of these are options, but items, until we got to folder, and that means they're subfolders.
Web, 5 of 14.
Web, we're not going to do that.
Media Mall, 6 of 14.
Media Mall.
I am. 7 of 14.
Instant messaging, I don't use that because it don't support MSN.
Gallery, 8 of 14.
That's where you go view your pictures and your sounds.
Contacts, 9 of 14.
That's your messages. We'll look at that.
Folder tools, 10 of 14.
Folder tools, that means there's things under tools that we'll probably look at.
Folder connectivity, 11 of 14.
Same thing there.
Folder my own, 12 of 14.
My own. That's just something that they've created.
Folder Office, 13 of 14.
Office. And then the last one is Nuance Talks. You've already been through that one. So let's go up here to
Contacts, 9 of 14.
Contacts and hit Select.
Select. Contacts, tab sheet 1 of 2. Abby Jackson, 1 of 12.
Okay, that's my wife, Abby Jackson. And if I down arrow, it'll go between. Well, hey, what if I hit right arrow?
Tab sheet 2 of 2. No groups.
No groups. You can create groups.
Tab sheet 1 of 2. Abby Jackson.
I went back to tab 1 with the left arrow. You can create groups here. Like if you had home or friends or church members or stuff like that, you could put people in there. So, and also, you can up and down through these. Let's just up and down here.
Kathy Robertson.
That's my mother. And she has a different name than I do. I wonder why. Mm.
Chris Lade, 3 of 12.
It's my friend in Maryland.
Catherine Family, 4 of 12. Hayes Family, 5 of 12.
That's my aunt.
Jackson Family,
my
6
father.
Of 12. Jeremy Boyd, 7 of 12.
Friend of mine.
Keithley Family, 8 of 12.
That's our missionary outreach family.
Leaf Family, 9 of 12.
My grandmother and my uncle live together.
Riley Family, 10 of 12.
My wife's family.
Turner Family, 11 of 12.
My wife's grandparents in Mississippi.
Wells Family, 12 of 12.
And some friends of mine in ham radio. So there you go. Now, what if I wanted to see the information about these people? Well, I want to view Hayes Family. That's my aunt and uncle. I live in Gadsden, my hometown. I could arrow down to it, or I could type the letter H, which is the number 4 twice. And let me tell you why that is. Because on a phone, you're used to the letters being part of the number pad. So 2 is ABC, 3 is DEF, 4 is GHI, 5 is JKL, 6 is MNO, 7 is PQRS, 8 is TUV, 9 is WXY. Z. 0 once is a space. 0 twice is a 0. I'm not going to go into all the keys. There's a ton of them. 1 has millions of different things. 1 once is a period. 1 twice is a comma. Once 3 times is a question mark. 4 times an exclamation. 5 times is the number 1. 6 is the at. 7 is the apostrophe. Do I need to continue? You know, there's tons of them, and you have to learn them. That's the only way you're ever going to learn them. You can also hit, while you're in a message, you can also hit the, I believe it's the star key, and it'll give you a long list of them you can select from by going up and down. We'll do that in a second. We'll do that in a second. But the reason I was telling you that is because if I hit the letter H, which is if I tap the number 4 twice rapidly,
A's family, one of one.
It tells me that there's only one group that ends with H. I mean, that starts with H. I apologize. That starts with H, and that's my aunt. So regardless of whether I press that or hit up or down arrow, I can hit Select.
Select. Hayes Family. Telephone number.
And I'm in there, and I'm not going to let you hear that because we don't give phone numbers out on podcasts. We just don't do that. And what we're going to do is press the talks key as the phone number is announced so you won't hear it. But it said telephone. That's their main number. If I down arrow, I should get either my aunt or my uncle's mobile.
Jackie's mobile.
That's my Aunt
talks.
Jackie.
Edit.
I hit talks twice. Get back to edit. That's my Aunt Jackie's mobile. Down arrow again.
Truman's mobile.
That's my Uncle Truman's talks. Mobile.
Edit. Email Truman.
We don't give out email addresses.
Talks.
But that's my
edit.
Aunt and Uncle Jack, Aunt Jackie and Uncle Truman's email.
Ringing tone Halo 505.
Halo. That's their ringing tone. And you can change that right here. You can change any of these options by hitting select on them. As a matter of fact, if I hit,
telephone.
Nope.
Edit.
If I hit select on this phone number.
Select. Call. 1 of 3.
It'll give me call.
Create message. Submenu 2 of 3.
Create message.
Edit. 3 of 3.
And edit. That's where you go in to change it. We're not going to change it. I'm canceling this.
Cancel. Talks. Edit.
And I won't let you hear the phone number, sorry. Let's get out of this.
Back. Contacts. Tab sheet 1 of 2. Hayes Family.
Okay, let's go back up to my phone number.
Abby Jackson, 1 of 1. Text.
That's my wife. If I hit clear.
A. Wayne Abbey Jackson.
No.
No. Contacts.
Remember that key 1 and key 2 also serve as yes and no, respectively. And the reason it asked me if I wanted to delete Abby Jackson is because I hit it clear one too many times. Clear is also your delete key. And I was trying to get rid of the letters on the screen, which I did. So now, let's look at the options in this menu here. This is the contact menu here. Let's look at the options.
Options. Open. 1 of 16.
Most of these are self-explanatory. I'm just going to go through them. If I think they need an explanation, I'll give one.
Call. 2 of 16. Create message. Submenu. 3 of 16.
That has a submenu that we'll explore shortly.
New contact. 4 of 16.
It's obvious.
Open conversation. 5 of 16.
I don't know what that is.
Edit. 6 of 16.
Edit the contact. If you want to change the phone number, the email, the state, the city, the address.
Delete. 7 of 16.
Yeah, we've already tried that.
Duplicate. 8 of 16.
This will make an exact replica of the contact. I don't know why you'd want that, but here you go. I guess if you want to change a number and leave the rest the same.
Mark slash unmark. Submenu 9 of 16.
That has a submenu where you can mark the one currently selected. You can mark all of them or unmark everything, and you can delete it. That's like selection, selecting or not selecting.
Copy. Submenu 10 of 16.
Copy. Let's go in there. That's a submenu.
To SIM directory, 1 of 3.
Copy to SIM directory. That's your SIM card.
To memory card, 2 of 3.
Memory card.
From memory card, 3
From
of 3.
Memory card. Okay.
Cancel. Contacts.
I don't know how many of the older phones had that, but you can actually copy these contacts to your memory card. You can copy. You can do all sorts of things with that. Have fun with it. I'm going to go back down.
Edit. Sync. Duplicate. SIM contacts. Submenu 11 of 16.
SIM contacts. I don't know what that does.
SIM directory. 1 of 2. Service numbers. 2 of 2.
Okay, I don't know. So
SIM contacts.
We won't give misinformation. Just say, figure that out. You probably won't ever need that. I don't know what it does.
Send. Submenu 12 of
sorry.
16.
What did it say?
Send. Submenu 12 of 16.
Send.
Via text message. 1 of 4.
Via text message. I did a right arrow on send.
Via multimedia. 2 of 4. Postcard. 3 of 4. Via Bluetooth. 4 of 4.
Okay.
Send.
That's if you want to send the contact. I think it sends it in a video, business card format. Virtual business card. Whatever.
Contacts info. Submenu 13 of
contacts
16.
Info. What is that?
Memory. 1 of 2. Voice tags, 2 of 2.
Oh, I see. It tells you. Let's.
Memory, 1 of 2.
Look at memory.
Select. 12 contacts, 0 groups, 13 KB used, 7740 KB free.
Listen to that. Isn't that awesome? That means the contacts are all stored on my phone instead of my memory card. They're all stored on the phone. So I say, okay. What this
contact
means is if I restore everything. Let's look at it.
Exit.
Help.
Settings. 14.
Settings.
Contacts info. Submenu.
Settings. I want to go into settings in just a second. What happens here is if you have to reformat your phone, you lose all your contacts. That's why you want to store them on your memory card or whatever. I hadn't done that yet. Now, of course, the last three options are settings, help, and exit. I want to go to settings, and let's see what we got here.
Select. Settings. Name display. First name first. 1 of 1.
And anytime I say select, or anytime it says select, that means I'm pressing in on the nav key. Okay? The only option in here.
Options. Change. 1 of 3.
Is change.
Help.
And exit. And we want to exit.
Select. Menu.
So.
Contacts. 9 of 14.
What you can change is. What you can change is whether your first name and last name show up that way, like Shane Jackson or Jackson Shane. So it all depends on you. Now, what I want to show you is that in the contacts window, if we select Abby Jackson, which we're going to do,
select Abby Jackson telephone.
Nope.
Edit.
Now, if we press key 1 for the options, we're going to have different options.
Options. Call 1 of 12.
Call. These are self-explanatory.
Create message. Submenu 2 of 12.
We're going to do that in a minute.
Edit. 3 of 12. Delete. 4 of 12.
Self-explanatory.
Defaults, 5 of 12.
I don't know what that is.
Add voice tag, 6 of 12.
If I wanted to add a voice tag, there's a key on the side of this phone I could press and say, Abby, or Yo Mama, or Hey, you know, something like that, and it would automatically call her, theoretically. I've never tried it. Never tried it. I wonder if we should try that. Well, okay.
Select. App. Press start. Comma. Then speak after tone.
Okay. Start and speak after tone. Let me turn mute on.
Talks. Mute is yes.
Because I don't want talks getting in the way. Abby.
Abby.
Okay.
Mute is no.
Okay.
Mobile to telephone.
So it should have a voice tag in there. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know how that's going to work. But anyway, who cares? It was just something to try. Okay.
Option.
Let's move right along here.
Voice tag. Submenu 6 of 12.
Okay, we did that. I want to delete it.
Playback. 1 of 3. Change. Delete. 3
yeah,
of 3.
Yeah, delete.
Tag. Question mark.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I use the, whoa.
Talks. Edit.
We don't give phone numbers out on this podcast. I deleted that by doing a right arrow on that submenu, going down to it, hitting select on delete, and answering yes with key 1. Key 1 is always yes, key 2 is always no.
Option.
Let's go to the options.
Add, assign one touch, no, 7 of 12.
One touch, I guess this is if you dial a 1, it'll dial her, or 2, I don't know, I don't use that.
Ringing tone, 8 of 12.
This is a ringing tone where you can change the ringing tone. We'll do that in a minute.
Copy to SIM Direct, 9 of 12.
Well, that's cool.
Send, submenu 10 of 12.
I could send this contact.
Help, 11 of 12. Exit, 12 of 12.
And that's it. And it works the same way on all of them.
Back. Contacts, tab sheet 1 of 2. Abby Jackson, 1 of 12.
So that's the contacts menu. That's the contacts menu. That's the one I use the most.
Exit.
Now, you have a good calendar, a good to-do list, I guess, in here. Let's see.
Menu. Audible player.
I'm going to use up arrow to go to tools.
Folder connectivity. Folder tools. 10 of 14.
And I'm going to hit select.
Tools. Profiles. 1 of 11.
Profiles. That's where you change ringtones and all that sort of thing.
Themes. 2 of 11.
Themes. That's visual.
Voicemail box.
I don't use that.
One touch dialing.
I don't use that.
Settings, 5 of 11.
Settings, that's if you want to change how your phone looks, how it functions. That's where you go in to change your nav key and your key 1, key 2, you know, what they do.
Voice comms, 6 of 11.
Voice commands, that's if you want to tell your phone, you know, if you say profile, it'll open the profile menu. If you say silent, it'll do the silent profile, that sort of thing.
Memory card, 7 of 11.
That'll tell you what's on your memory card.
App manager, 8 of 11.
App manager tells you what's downloaded on your phone or what's installed.
File manager, 9 of 11.
Well, that's a joke.
Active keys, 10 of 11.
Active keys, I don't know what that is.
Data transfer, 11 of 11.
I guess if you want to send files. So that's the tools
Active.
Menu.
Menu, folder tools, 10 of 14.
Connectivity.
Folder connectivity, 11 of 14.
All you're going to have under here is Bluetooth, connection manager, and whatever, sync, whatever.
Folder my own. 12 of 14.
My own. Let's look at this very quickly.
Select. My own. Go to. 1 of 5.
You can go anywhere if you hit go to, whatever's on your go to list.
Wallet. 2 of 5.
Wallet. That's if you want to store credit card information or passports. Passport. Passwords, PIN numbers, that sort of thing. I don't use it.
Help. 3 of 5. About product. 4 of 5. Music player. 5 of 5.
Those are self explanatory.
Folder office. 13 of 14.
Here's the office.
Select. Office. Voice recorder. 1 of 8.
I don't use that. I have, and it's lousy. It only records for 60 seconds, I think. It's totally unusable for me.
To do. 2 of 8.
To do. That's like an appointment list. I don't use that, but I'm assuming it works reasonably well.
Calculator. 3 of 8.
Calculator. That's fairly accessible.
Converter. 4 of 8.
What?
Converter.
Oh, converter. That's for, like, currency or inches to meters or whatever. I don't know what all it does.
Clock, 5 of 8.
Clock.
Calendar, 6 of 8.
Calendar.
Notes. 7 of
Notes.
8. Quick Office. 8 of 8.
Quick Office, that's an install program I have. That's Quick Word, Quick Excel, Quick, you know.
Notes. Calendar. 6 of 8.
A lot of you would use the calendar feature. Use the calendar.
Select. May 05/10/2006. Checked item 10. 11 of 42.
Like I said, I don't use this, so forgive me for messing up here, but down arrow.
05/17/2006.
It went down
checked
a week.
Item 17, 18 of 42.
Yeah, it went down a week. Up.
05/10/2006. Checked item 10. 11 of 42.
Okay.
05/11/2006.
Oh, if I do the right arrow, it goes forward a day and backward. Yeah, so it's similar to the Brono. But what if I hit enter on May 10th? What if I hit select?
Select. Wednesday, 05/10/2006. No entries.
No entries. Okay, what if I go to options?
Options. New entry. Submenu 1 of 7.
New entry. It's got a submenu. Let's see.
Meeting 1 of 3.
Meeting?
Memo 2 of 3. Anniversary 3 of 3.
Okay.
New entry. Month view 2 of 7.
Month view?
Week view 3 of 7.
Week view?
Go to date 4 of 7.
Go to date?
Settings 5 of 7. Help. Exit.
Exit's the
7.
One I want, folks. I don't know how to use this thing.
Select. Office. Calendar 6 of 8.
I've never tried to use that because I don't need it. I just use Outlook. I use Outlook or Braille Note.
Clock 5 of 8. Converter 4 of 8.
We've already been through here. I wonder if we can convert anything.
Select.
Let's see.
Converter. Type is currency.
Type is currency.
Select. Type is checked item currency. 1 of 11.
11.
Type is area. 2 of. Type is energy. 3 of 11. Type is length. 4 of 11. Type is mass. 5. Type is power. 6 of. Type is pressure. 7 of 11. Type is temperature. 8 of 11.
Let's do the temperature.
Select. Type is temperature.
Down arrow.
Unit is Fahrenheit.
Okay, you can do Fahrenheit or Celsius, I guess.
Amount. Text. 0.
Okay, what if I entered, what's the temperature outside? It's probably 80 degrees.
8. 0.
And do I hit select?
Select. Unit is Celsius. Amount. Text. 80.
Okay, Fahrenheit. Okay, down arrow again. Unit is Celsius.
Unit is Celsius.
And down?
Amount. Text. 26.
26 degrees.
66667.
26 degrees Celsius. Actually, 27.
26. Dot. 666.
Okay, let me try this.
Select. Amount. Text. 80. Dot. 00001.
I want to delete that.
Select. 8. 1. 0. 0. 0. 0. Dot. 0. 8.
I'm making sure it's deleted. Okay, I'm going to hit 212.
2, 1, 2.
That'll tell me it's working. That's down arrow twice.
Unit is Celsius. Amount. Text. 1160. Dot. 55556.
Yeah, see, to me that doesn't... That doesn't work.
Unit is Celsius. Amount. Text. 2121.
Oh,
zero,
wait a
zero,
second.
Zero,
I entered
zero,
the wrong
one.
Thing. Okay, hang on.
2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Select. Unit. Amount. Text. 211.0000. 2, 1, 1, 1.
Okay.
Dot.
2. 2.
Okay,
let's read the line here with talks up arrow.
Talks. Amount, text, 212.00001.
Okay, I don't want that 1.
2, 1, 2, 1, 0, 0, 0, 0.
I'm going to go
dot.
To the dot.
Select. Top. Amount, text, 121.
Okay, I got 121.
1, 2, 1, 1.
Delete that 1.
2, 1, 1, 2,
And I'm going to add a 2. So we should have 212.
Top amount text 212.
As you can see, this is very cumbersome. That's why I don't use these programs. Down arrow twice.
Amount text 100.
Yeah, that's right. 100. 212 degrees Fahrenheit is 100 degrees C. Centigrade. Let's get out of there. Exit.
Exit. Office. Converter. 4 of 8.
You get the idea.
Calculator. 3 of 8.
Calculator. I'm not going to even worry about that because I don't even know how to start.
To do. 2 of 8.
To do. This is like an appointment list, I guess. I'm not going to worry about that. You ladies might want a to-do list.
Voice recorder. 1 of 8.
But I don't. Do we want to even try this? Voice recorder? I don't think so. Exit. Okay, that's almost it. One more thing I want to demonstrate to you. Let me get out of here. Okay, now, let me talk about something. If you're inside the contact list and you're on somebody's name and you want to send them a message to that particular number, like if you've got, like Abby, I've got 2 numbers for Abby. If I want to select that number to send a message to, I do that. I hit select on her number, and I go down to send message. So we're going to send her a text message and see if she responds. I doubt it, because she's working, but we're going to try. I have 2 ways I can do this. I can send a new message by going to the text message option from the messaging menu, or I have a keyboard shortcut. Excuse me. I hit the top of the microphone. Or I can go to her name, and it'll do it for me automatically. That's the option I'm going to do. So we're going to go into the contacts list.
Tab sheet 1 of 2, Abby Jackson.
We're going to select my wife.
Select Abby Jackson. Talks.
We're going to go to her
mobile
number. And now we're going to select on her mobile number.
Call 1 of 3.
We could call her, which she'd love to hear from us, I'm sure.
Create message. Submenu 2 of 3.
And it's a submenu, so I can either hit key 1, select, or the right arrow.
Text message, 1 of 2.
I hit the right arrow. It's either wanting me to send a text message
multimedia. Text message.
Now, I can also do email with this phone because I have it set up for a BellSouth.net account. And so you can also do email. I'm not going to demonstrate that because that's a little bit beyond the scope of this message. Listen to this. Of this podcast. I mean, this really is going out on a limb here doing a text message because this is not a podcast about text messaging, but I want to show you, you know, how you can do it. And email works the same way, except you have to configure your email client and all that sort of stuff. And each email client is going to be different, whether you would Bell South, Yahoo, SBC, whatever it is, SBC, Yahoo, Bell South, Earthlink, they're all 3 in here. And you can configure them to your, you know, you have POP servers and SMTP server. All that's configurable in that. But we're going to send a text message to Abby here.
Select. Text message. Text.
Now, if I up arrow.
To text. Abby Jackson.
It has her name and it knows what number to send it to. So I'm going to type in, using the keypad, hello.
Caps H.
Caps H. It automatically tells me that it's cap.
Y. Space. T. H. E. R. E. Question mark.
Oops.
Question mark. Up. Exclamation mark. Space.
Just. Just demonstrating. And you have to wait. Like if you're doing M-O-N, because if you don't, it'll keep typing. Demonstrate.
S-T-R-A-T-I-N-G.
Demonstrating this.
H.
T-H, wait a second. I.
I. 7.
Uh-oh, I hit 7. I hit it too many times.
S.
This.
Space. P. 8. O.
Just demonstrating this phone.
N. E.
4, and I'm going to do the number 4.
4.
4.
Space.
Hour.
O-U-R.
P. O. D. C.
C.
And then wait a minute. A.
A.
S.
T.
Love.
Capital. O. V. E. Exclamation mark.
Now, let's read this to make sure it sounds okay. Now, what I can do is I can punch the, I'm going to silence this. Yeah, it's okay. I'm going to do talks down arrow.
Talks.
And let it read it to me.
Demonstrating this phone for our podcast. Love, exclamation mark.
And the reason it did that is because I moved down
there,
too far. Okay.
Text, Abby Jackson.
Now let's do talks down arrow.
Talks.
Well.
Die there, exclamation mark. Just demonstrating this phone for our podcast. Love, exclamation mark.
Now, you can tell I misspelled one.
D. Y. Space. Y. D. Caps H. D.
Gonna delete the letter
y.
D. I'm gonna get on the Y and delete, because it deletes the one before what you're on, so I'll hit clear.
D.
And it says the one I deleted, and I'm gonna hit an E.
E.
Now let's see if it reads it. Let's do talks right arrow, and it should say the word.
Talks.
Hey, it does. So now we're set. Our message is done. We're ready to go. How do we send it? The easiest way to send it is to hit the send key. You could go through your options and all that. Let me make sure I got a network connection by doing talks.
Talks.
Soft key 2.
Network 7 bars. Singular. Battery 1 bar.
I've got a connection, so I'm going to hit the send key.
Back.
And
contacts. Tab sheet.
I'm going to get out
exit.
Of here and...
Singular.
So she probably got our message.
2006.
She probably got our message. Yay. Well, that's great. She probably can't check it right now because she's working. What I will do real quick, I guess, is demonstrate email. To get to email, you go to messaging, which is in your menu, and then you select your account. You got new, inbox, outbox, drafts. Then you've got SBC Yahoo or SBC Globe, whatever. I don't know what it is. I don't care. Yahoo, Earthlink, Bell South. I got a shortcut to Bell South on mine, so I'm going to hit
select
Bell South.
Bell South, tab sheet 3 of 9. No email. Connect to mailbox, question mark.
I'm going to answer yes.
Yes. Bell South, tab sheet. Connect to via media net.
And it says that we are connected. Uh-oh.
Bell South, tab sheet 3 of 9. No email messages.
And I have no email. So if I hit exit on this.
Back. Messaging. Bell South 4 of 10. Exit. Exiting will disconnect active mailbox connection. Exit anyway, question mark.
I'm going to answer yes, because I want it to disconnect, because we're getting charged while that's connected.
Yes.
Ooh,
singular.
It's a little loud, I'm sorry. That's the wonders of GSM technology. Well, let's see if Abby tried to contact me while I was doing
talks.
That.
Network 4
no, she didn't. Okay. So we're done. That's it. That's a little bit of a demonstration of talks. I haven't demonstrated all the applications, once again, because I don't use all the applications, and I'd rather not give you incorrect information. So, I hope this demonstration of talks has been of some value to you. If you have any questions or comments, you can send them to jack728, jack728@gmail.com. Be glad to answer them, or you can send them to the Blind Cool Tech email list if this podcast gets up. And you're on the Blind Cool Tech email list, whichever one it is. I think everybody's gravitating back toward the original, so that's good. Anyway, take care. God bless. Hope all is well with you and yours. More podcasts on the way. If I get that Zen Nano, we'll be doing some serious podcasting to try that out. It's a creative Zen Nano. I don't know how accessible it is, but we're going to find out. tired of using the iRiver, and I don't have the money for the Eddy roll. So, we're going to try the Creative Zen. Till next time, this is Shane Jackson in Hoover, Alabama, or in Metro Birmingham, Alabama, whatever you want to call it. We'll see you on the next podcast.